the show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site we give away, so do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Now then, at the very beginning of this month, we had asked our listeners to go to vote for us at the Podcast Awards. And it was something you could do on a daily basis. You could vote once a day for Free Talk Live in the political category, which we'd actually won the first 2 years in a row in 2006 and 2005. We won that category. This year, the competition expanded. We had more competition this time out than we did last year. Last year, we were up against Democracy Now!, which is a fairly popular socialist radio show. We were up against The Presidents. What are you?
It's not that socialist.
I mean, they're advocating democracy, which is the first step towards socialism. And from everything I've heard, it's pretty socialist. It's on NPR. I mean, that's enough reason to call it socialist as far as I'm concerned.
All right. I second that.
Yeah. And so this year we were up against, I think last year was only four other competitors. This year there was nine additional competitors in addition to Free Talk Live. So 10 total shows to vote from, which we won. Yeah, third year in a row.
Three-peat.
Which, not too shabby. So the congratulations, though, go out to those of you who voted for us.
Yeah, because, the thanks.
Right. It wasn't us. We didn't do it. You guys went out and made us the number one, first of all, we're the number one podcast many, many months at PodcastAlley.com, which is good. But you guys went out and voted for Free Talk Live. We beat Democracy Now! Again. We beat Slate.com, which is a incredibly popular website. We beat their podcast. And a handful of other ones as well, including our buddy Dan Carlin. He was in the running. We like Dan, so
great show.
Congratulations to Dan for making the nomination this year. And so we won, and you guys voted for us, and I just wanted to announce that. So third year in a row, thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I have to give my personal thanks to everybody who voted. This really is valuable when talking to advertisers. When you're able to say, look, we're the 2005 and 2006 and now 2007 political podcast of the year. They may not know what a podcast is, but they have heard the word in the news, and that means something to them. So they feel like they're making a safer bet by advertising with Free Talk Live because, well, I've heard podcasts in the news. I know that it's a good thing. I know that it's new. I know that it's popular. All the kids are doing it. I should do this. This is clearly one of the better podcasts because they've won 3 years in a row. You know, those are the kind of thoughts that go through the minds of advertisers. And, you know, it makes my job easier. It's going to make it, you know, it's going to make Free Talk Live expand some more.
I think,
thank you.
Yes, as far as expansion is concerned, I think that it might help a little bit when it comes to getting more radio stations on board. I don't know how much it affects things, but, you know, it does make a difference when I can say we've won this three times in a row. We've got 28 stations that have come on board with this program. They know something you don't. What is it that all these internet listeners know? What is it that all these podcast listeners know that you as a radio program director have yet to figure out? You know, that sort of a thing. Like, something's going on. These guys have something special. They've won this award three times in a row. It wasn't, you know, a money contest. It was simply a popularity contest. And you guys made it happen. So thank you. We'll probably ask you to do it again next year. In fact, you guys nominated us, and you voted for us. So 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. People have been hanging on patiently. Let's go to Jeremy in Boston. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I want to talk in response to that caller, the woman with the eight children.
Sure, yes. The one that was arrested for not licensing her animals?
Jennifer,
yeah,
her dogs.
Exactly, her.
Yes,
yeah, she's about is responsible for, I'm sorry, wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys weren't saying anything. I thought I was off the air.
No, I'm just listening to you. Go ahead.
She's responsible for as many children on the street as Hurricane Katrina, and her parenting is probably up there with Chris Benoit. Thank you and good night.
I don't understand that. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you.
There you go. It's 9 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Apparently not. Somebody doesn't.
Let's go to Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I've been starting to listen to other talk radio like Rush and Neil, and They're so boring. You guys are so much like funner to listen to, regardless of the fact that I agree with you guys.
Really, you know, I always wonder. I mean, this is the I don't consider myself to be a professional broadcaster, although I am paid to do this.
That's the qualification.
That is the qualification. I feel like a midget among giants.
In fact, you get paid more than anyone else on this show.
In this particular industry. So I listen, you know, I listen to Rush, and I hear him stammer. I know I'm a bit of a stammerer, and I say sometimes, and you know, and I listen to Rush, and he says, you know, and he says, and he goes, bah, 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 bah. That's what he does. It's almost his signature is stammering. And I'm amazed that Free Talk Live can get in there and compete so well with some of these bigger, more popular shows.
Well, yeah. I don't know why it's so amazing to you. I mean, we're a completely different program.
I just give you the credit.
Yeah, but you're also not kowtowing to anybody. You know, Rush, you listen to Rush or a few of the others, I won't mention any more names, and you get tired of it after a while because all they're trying to do is justify a certain political viewpoint.
Right. He said himself he carries the water for the Republican Party.
Right.
Yeah, didn't he say he was tired of doing it?
Yeah.
I think he's still doing it, though, isn't he?
Of course he is. He doesn't know what else to do.
Right.
He'd have to go and make some new, unique show where...
I suppose he could.
He's got
the money.
But he's right 99.44% of the time, just like Ivory Soap. So he would have to then have been wrong all those years. He's not willing to do that. He's certainly not willing to give up his multi-million-dollar-a-year radio show that he makes all kinds of money from. So, you know, he's basically just got to carry the water for the Republicans or get off the air.
Alex, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I had a few questions for you, Ian, actually. Well, last one's more like a comment, but...
Okay, sure.
Okay, first, I'd like you to say your two favorite Megadeth albums, and number two, I wanted you to explain why do you like Megadeth, and sort of like more paying towards like the message that they give. And finally, something, I mean, I don't know Transformers at all, I just saw the movie, but something I looked at the movie was that... sort of like the bad guys tended to be military vehicles, and then the good guys tended to be private vehicles. So I don't know if there's anything there, you know, and some kind of message there. I really doubt it.
You're certainly reaching on the Transformers issue. Interesting observation, nonetheless.
Well, private vehicles seem nicer, you know, when they're more friendly. If you were to put personalities, anthropomorphize vehicles, I think you would consider a Camaro to be a nicer, friendlier vehicle than a Humvee.
Right.
Yeah.
In regards to the heavy metal questions, when I was a young person, I mean, how do all young people get into certain musical formats? You encounter certain people that listen to things, and you come across different bands, and I took a liking to Megadeth. I mean, I listen to much more than that now. I listen to all kinds of... I listen to instrumental music. I listen to, soundtracks. I've got a much larger selection of music that I listen to today.
When do you listen to music?
It's very rare.
Yeah.
But the reason that Megadeth and other metal bands are played as music beds on this show is not because it's my favorite music or anything like that. It's because that when I was in rock radio, I always resented the fact that the programming was controlled by the program director, that I, as a disc jockey, was not able to make any changes to the programming logs. Many people believe that there are things like request hours and that sort of thing on radio, and really those are just scams on the listeners, because what they're doing is they schedule some unusual songs during the request hours to make it sound like they're actually requested.
Deep cuts.
If you're lucky, there will be 1 to 3 slots in the hour that you can actually fill with a request. So sometimes you can actually do a request.
Incredible.
But it really bugged me as a disc jockey in the very beginning of my rock radio career that I could not play music outside of the playlist. And that was the kind of music at that time that I would have liked to have played on an overnight show.
Overnights on a rock station, why wouldn't you be able to play some Megadeth or something a little harder and crazier?
So,
and I know why radio stations do it. They figure, why in the world would we let amateurs program our radio station? But if you're going to tell people that it's all requests, it should be.
So the reason I did it was simply because I could never do it before, and now that I control my programming, I can play the music I never could play on the air. That's all. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul, we're president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site for free, including the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com, to see what it's all about and get interactive. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. As we go to the phones to talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, listening on KGEZ. Hello there.
Hey, Dave.
Dave in Montana. Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how come a root canal costs more than abortion?
I don't know.
And that's what I'm calling about. The problem with medical care is the cost disproportionate ratio compared to what the common man gets paid. Like,
sure.
Example, you're on a concrete crew, you build a nice foundation for a $500,000 house for a dentist. It takes about 2 weeks. There's 3-4 guys on the crew. You get paid. You go get a root canal from that dentist. You owe him money after you just built him a really nice foundation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can see there's some disproportionate issues, but I it seems like...
It's crazy. And then it all falls on that the doctor has to pay for his education.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, it's not so much that, Dave. It's more about the cost of regulation and the cost of government rules being enforced on these doctors.
So now we're forced into a situation where we have to go to our master and pay them tribute every... It's like almost a religion. Like, you belong to a club of an insurance company and you pay your tribute every month and they'll let you have access to this...
Oh, Dave, if you think it's bad now with insurance, wait till you hear about what Germany's system is like.
Now, there used to be a time in America where the doctor was...
You come over and you give him a chicken. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go
right.
back to that.
Right, there was... Well, I understand what you're saying, but the doctor was... He was a relatively well-paid guy.
Because they loved helping people.
Right.
Now, we've got nurses that complain they got to wipe somebody's butt. But if they don't want to do that, don't be there.
Right. The issue really is, I believe, the control that the AMA has gotten over the government and how invasive... The American Medical Association and how invasive the government is. Now, if, for instance, I wanted to open up a medical clinic where I treated people for illnesses, they would be fools to come to me, but I really should be able to do that. They should ask me, hey,
Absolutely.
What kind of accreditation do you have? Well, I don't have any, but I'm not exactly an expert, but I'm willing to take a look.
You put them up on the wall like they do, you know?
Right. That's what people used to do. Well, why are you a doctor?
Right.
I mean, they would, and they would show some kind of certification or diploma and that kind of thing, and they would, yes, I am in fact qualified to be a doctor. But now they've gotten all these regulations involved, and they've made it so that the average, so that... What they used to call a there was either a GP or an FP. So one of them continues, and the other one wasn't actually an MD. They weren't a doctor in the classical sense. They hadn't gone to school that way, but they were still qualified to give care.
Things, yeah.
So in the same way that I don't see why a nurse practitioner shouldn't be able to open up a medical clinic and administer all kinds of medical care.
The only reason they can is because of the government rules and regulations that have been passed at the behest of the AMA. It's essentially a protectionist racket that locks out competition. And because there's not as much competition as there could be, prices go up. Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And that's sad because we all suffer as a result.
Right. And of course, the AMA makes, has something to do with the, as far as accreditation of doctors. So now doctors have to not only go to 8 years of school and then have another God knows how many years of residency, they make it more and more difficult to be a doctor, therefore narrowing the field of people that are doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's this never-ending cycle that makes it more difficult for the average person to get medical care.
And if you become a doctor of Chinese medicine, for example,
right.
Most so-called MDs will say, oh, he's not a real doctor. Oh, really? Well, Chinese medicine's been around for about 4 or 5,000 years,
and
there's still a lot of Chinese on this earth, so I guess it worked.
A lot more Chinese than there are Americans.
That's right.
Let's continue the calls. Talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Tom in New Hampshire.
I just wanted to mention that it's also very difficult for Spanish-speaking people to get health care in this country, because you got to find a doctor who can speak not just Spanish. I mean, the process to become a doctor, you got to be fluent in English, which makes sense if you're treating English-speaking people. But why can't doctors and healthcare professionals from other countries come into this country and treat people who are Spanish-speaking instead of having to know both languages? A nurse or a doctor could be there who only speaks Spanish, who could treat the people that only speak Spanish. That's the point I wanted to make real briefly, but I wanted to pass along a news story that happened today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a very important thing for people to know. In Brandon, Florida.
I'm familiar.
This cop, Brandon, Florida, a Hillsborough County, Florida deputy sheriff, was driving down the road, and somebody gunned him down. And that was all for that deputy. That deputy can't be enforcing these unjust laws that we've been talking about all that.
That deputy is
dead meat, and the man who did it is in heaven, because resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. He was killed in the shootout with the SWAT team a while later today.
I'm not sure that he's going to heaven, Tom. You never know which. The thing about shooting cops is you never know whether you're getting one of the good cops or the bad cops.
Yeah, and you do, because it's kind of like the Battle of Bunker Hill. You never know whether you're shooting one of the good redcoats or the bad redcoats, except that there ain't no good redcoats.
Tom, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, sir.
Tom.
Wow.
He must scan the internet every day for dead cop stories.
Yeah, he's probably got a Google search going on. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that guy's probably on Technorati. It just has a feed that just says dead cop. It comes up on everybody's blog mentions, every news story, everything on the internet with dead cop in it. I hope my call isn't going to be too annoying. I wanted to call in with some things that just bothered me. The zeitgeist conversation that occurred last night.
I wasn't here for that one.
I'll talk about it a little bit. There's a movie on one can find on the internet that is about at least the first 30 minutes of it compare the story of Jesus to the story of Horus. Mm-hmm. And there was a discussion of that last night. And Gene the Christian Anarchist and a couple other people called in to sort of chide Ian about Ian, you don't do your research. I can't believe that you would make the comparison that you would say that the Son of God has anything to do with sun god. And the fact that people were calling in about that bothered me a little bit, because, and Ian, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe that that little play on words appears on either the chart that I sent you or in the movie.
I don't know. The movie, I think, might suggest it. I even got my information wrong. Ryan had called in later on to correct me on that. I know you got more points. Hang on, okay? 800-259-9231. I was actually confused on that issue, and it turned out to be a non-issue. Anyway, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Go and grab them up. They're free. That's freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom, smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's go back to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, sorry. So about that, you know, the point with the Zeitgeist thing, I didn't want to see people accusing you or accusing Free Talk Live of not doing its research on something when, you know, and I know you said it, say it's a non-issue, but that it wasn't, I mean, it was something that wasn't even part of what you were researching in the first place. It was sort of a play on words that you just made up. I mean, am I correct about that?
It's something that I thought I saw in Zeitgeist, and I must have misinterpreted, because Ryan called in later to correct me in that Horus was not a god. He was indeed a son of a god, as was the Jesus. So I had just gotten my information mixed up.
All right. Well,
that can happen no matter how much you research. You can mix things up.
True as well. The other point that I wanted to bring up was something that actually happened earlier in this show, which was, when you started making some statements about democracy, while I don't necessarily disagree with what you were saying about democracy, it ties into the comments Mark was making about not feeling like a professional broadcaster. I thought that comment was really ill-placed. I know Free Talk Live is a show about, you know, whatever people want to talk about, and that the Free Talk Live's sole purpose isn't to be sort of the salespeople of liberty, but I do feel like that is sort of a secondary, at least, goal of the show, and I felt that comment was entirely unproductive.
Okay, and why?
And the reason why I feel that's unproductive is because I think that a lot of people, especially those who haven't been introduced to the concepts and ideals of liberty, think that democracy is liberty in a certain way. I think that a lot of people see democracy in a very positive light.
They're often in the same sentence.
Hmm?
They're often in the same sentence.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Now, and so Johnson, when you start chanting
Johnson,
that democracy is the first step to socialism,
I get it, Johnson, but at the same time, we can't keep training wheels on the show all the time. Otherwise, it becomes boring for people that do understand liberty to some extent or another. And I often say, as a caveat, look, if you're listening to Free Talk Live for the very first time, if it's the first time you've ever heard us, you're going to be shocked and horrified by some of the things that we say. You're not going to believe some of the things we say. But if you stick with the show, you keep coming back and you keep listening, and people often do. Some will turn off their radios and never listen again. But others will come back and they will hear the message of liberty over and repeated in different ways.
I think there's a difference between training wheels and explaining wheels. And I don't think that what needs to happen is that Free Talk Live, I don't think that the show would need to say, for example, explain every single time why democracy and socialism and you know, go into some sort of long explanation. And I think that's what you're sort of alluding to there. What I think should be is that just to be careful with what you're saying and to be a little bit more aware of, you know, what those words can connote to someone who is more of a newcomer.
Oh, yeah, I
mean, the word democracy is a very powerful word to a lot of people.
I understand.
I would agree.
And, you know, I mean,
but you can't step down from every conversation, even to give a short phrase to explain what it is that you're saying.
I don't think thinking about it is stepping down from it.
We could have added in, you know, democracy's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. We could have added in that democracy's fine so long as it's all voluntary, that you're volunteering into the democratic system. You know, there are some caveats I could have added. I don't even remember what the situation was with the call as far as, you know, what we, you know, were we.
You were talking about
time?
The show Democracy Now!
Right.
And sort of chiding them as being a socialist show, which I definitely don't disagree with. They're awful.
Right.
But,
you know,
I listened
Johnson,
to one episode
gonna...
could not continue.
People are going to come across outrageous things. I mean, if they're not outraged by a comment about democracy, they'll be outraged that I want to get rid of the government entirely. What? We need the government. The government's a good thing. I mean, people can be can very easily misinterpret things, and I just can't really worry too much about that. But I appreciate the suggestion, and I probably should have added a couple of caveats to that.
Yeah, I guess my comment is more not necessarily in when you say things that are like, for example, when you start going into long drawn out explanations of why the government shouldn't exist, because I feel that those things are explained. It's the linguistic bombs that just don't sound very well thought out that are what sort of
I'm not sure that the linguistic bombs necessarily work against us. I mean, we are a controversial show, and it's difficult to know, right? Some people are going to tune out, and some people will listen more
just to
often.
See what those maniacs will say next.
Right,
exactly.
That maniac over there will say next.
Yeah.
you know, so I think that they're probably two-edged. It's probably a two-edged sword.
Of course it is.
I often think of what you're talking about here, Johnson, in reference to that. I think about one time we used to do the radio show on in a glass front studio on Main Street in Sarasota, Florida. And it was the July 4th edition of Free Talk Live, back when we were on one day a week at night. And Ian had his back to the glass, because that's the way he did the show, and I would be able to look out. And we were coming back in, and Ian basically said something to the effect of, well, it's July 4th, it's Independence Day, do you feel independent today? Tonight we're talking about, you know, how it is that we've lost our freedom and liberty in this country, or something, some equally
very inflammatory, exacerbating
sort of statement. Well, there was an old woman and an old man, probably in their 70s, you know, wealthy folks at Sarasota, looking in the window, watching the radio show happen. Look at those neat radio folks. The old man waved his hand at us, like just dismissing us, and they turned and left. I'm sure that there are people that hear those kind of, you know, things come out of Ian's mouth, and that's it for them. They're done. But I think that there's also people that listen, continue to take it all in. Some of them probably get progressively more angry as time goes by. And, you know, to some extent or another, they get the message. Whether or not they agree with it is not really for us to say.
Yeah, we're still here. That's the important part.
Yeah, we're adding stations.
Thank you for the caveat, and thank you for calling us on the carpet. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231.
I was going to say, I've seen people just look at me in shock when I've ever suggested that democracy wasn't a good thing, as if the only other form of government is
a dictatorship.
The communists. It has to be the communists. If you're not for democracy, you must be
communist.
For communists.
Right.
Because
or a fascist.
That's how it is that we're, fascists and communists are the same thing in most people's minds.
No, a lot of people think Stalin was better than Hitler.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or communism is, it was better than what Hitler had.
They're
the same thing.
Essentially, they were dictatorships that used different forms of quote-unquote government to hide what it was that they were doing.
Sometimes we're going to caveat the things we say.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we aren't, for whatever reason. I mean, you know, we may have a load of calls, and I want to get to the calls, you know. In that case, we did. We were coming back from the news break, and we were talking about the podcast awards, and I had at least 4 calls on hold. So I wanted to get to the phone calls and not stop down and have a conversation about why people misunderstand democracy. We've done that certainly plenty of times on this show. I mean, we've certainly talked about democracy over and over again. And so you're right, Mark. If somebody hears that statement and is outraged and they go away, well, too bad. But if they stick around, eventually they will hear a more extended discussion, and Johnson's call is a perfect reason to have that discussion. So if you're hearing Free Talk Live gloss over something that you feel is really, really important that we maybe touch on a little bit further, that's a perfect way to get us to, you know, get us back on point, get us to what, you know, what you thought that we should have put out there. You know, if Johnson hadn't called in, we'd be back into healthcare or something like that. So that's a perfect example of how you really can take control of the program and bring up whatever points you feel are important to bring up. So with that said, any other comments on democracy while we're at it?
I think we've covered it for tonight, guys.
All right. And it's sort of, you know, it's my job to be the iconoclastic personality on the show.
Right.
It's my job to get people thinking and angry and that sort of thing.
Right, absolutely. Your job is to stick the listener to the ceiling, and my job is to peel them back off. And, you know, what I always like to say is, you know, democracy, is that really great? Well, what if we have the town vote on whether or not they want to steal my money and stab me through the heart? If 51% of the people think that's a good idea,
does that make it right?
Does that make it right? Hell no, it doesn't.
259-9231. You can take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to Naturepedic.com. That's Naturepedic.com.
or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes, and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, then we ask that you do some shopping with us first at the Free Talk Live store. Get all kinds of neat Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. And for everything else, non-Free Talk Live branded, anything else you might need in life, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That will allow you to purchase virtually anything, and a percentage of your purchase there will go to Free Talk Live. So, amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Aaron in Tennessee, listening on the detour. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going? I wanted to know if libertarians were conservative or liberal.
Well,
or moderate.
It's a difficult question to answer because it's sort of like saying, are people black or white?
Yeah.
Because there's lots of different types of people, and even...
And I know there's several, you know, I know there's several flavors of libertarian, but I guess I'm just wondering your show, your approach. Are you more, you seem more liberal, but yet you have concern, you seem like to pick, you know, you have,
you're libertarian, really.
Right.
I mean, that's what the term is. Imagine instead of a line where conservatives on one end and liberals on the other, imagine a square and a diamond shape where conservative is on one point on the right-hand side and liberal is on the left-hand side of that diamond. And then
better yet, instead of imagining it, why don't you just go to quiz.freetalklive.com.
And you can see the quiz.
There.
And you'll see at the top of the chart is libertarian, and at the bottom of the chart is authoritarian. So we do have some issues that are liberal in that we want to end the drug war. We don't want people to go to jail for...
Here's a great way to put it. Liberals are very libertarian, or in theory, okay? This is in theory. Liberals and conservatives, they do whatever their parties tell them to do, so they don't really have principles. But in theory, liberals are very libertarian on social issues, meaning they think that government shouldn't be involved in your sex life or, you know, drugs and that sort of thing. While conservatives are very libertarian on economic issues, meaning they don't think government should be involved in your business and your business and that sort of thing. So so it's easier to put it in that terminology to base the liberal and conservatives on you know, how libertarian they are instead of trying to put us underneath their category. Does that make sense?
Okay, so y'all are just a mix of just several different things that y'all can't be classified as one specific.
Well, libertarianism is basically what the founding fathers believed in. We've drifted away from that now with this liberal versus conservative marketing paradigm that's just complete baloney.
Right.
It's just two different forms of tyranny. And we're talking about not initiating force against other people for things that we want in our lives,
right,
and we should go out and get them ourselves.
Right. It's not that we've taken, you know, it's not like we're at an a la carte bar or buffet or something. We've selected a little bit from the liberals and a little bit from the conservatives. What we do is based on principle, and that
is, principle is peace, nonviolence. You know, the
government would defend
personal
defense,
personal responsibility.
Right. So really, liberals or libertarians could also be aptly labeled as classical liberals, or also labeled as paleoconservatives. I mean, then we're getting into this weird definition game, because liberals way back in the day used to think like libertarians, until they got, you know, until the term got corrupted. And similarly, conservatives used to be real small government people, but that's not the case anymore.
Right. The principle is, keep the government out of it and let people decide for themselves.
There you go, Aaron. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Carl in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, Carl.
I had something to comment about the sun god and the son of God. I've heard that play on words before. Several books I've read. I've studied ancient religion. And I see there's a lot of parallels between like pagan mythology and then what the later church taught.
Yeah, it figures, because they ripped off the pagans.
Oh, yes, because I agree. But I believe there was a lot of apostasy in the church. Jesus said there would be false teachers and false, just like in the Pharisees. And my studies, I see they took a lot of those pagan ideas and they conformed them, they Christianized those ideas. I have some books for you that admit this.
Absolutely. They took philosophies that people could understand, like, for instance, Christmas.
Yeah,
they're taking Christmas and turned it into Jesus' birthday.
Saturnalia, yeah.
Yeah, but in fact,
his birthday.
Right. It was a celebration at the end of the year, pagan holiday.
Yes.
There's a couple books that even written by the Catholic Cardinal Newman from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is called Essay and Sketches. The other book is called The Development of Christian Doctrine, and they admit that such things as the mitre that the Pope wears, it looks like a little fish hat on his head,
yeah,
was ripped off from the ancient pagan priests. Other things such as holy water, and Cardinal Newman admits this in his book. There's two other books. One is called The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop, and another book by Sir Isaac Newton in the 1700s. It was called Observations of Daniel and in the Apocalypse of St. John.
Thanks for the recommendations, Carl.
Now, well, you know, I would think that worse than holidays we celebrate or what hat the Pope wears or any of those things is that Jesus came, in fact, he came directly against the Pharisees and the Sadducees of his time, the people that wanted to enforce their particular version of Judaism on the public at large and would, you know, public beatings, stonings, all kinds of things would happen to you if you didn't obey the Jewish law as they taught it.
Church, well, we have fact, today.
Right, yeah. That's exactly what we have right now. Look, with your with
history repeats itself.
Right, with people's prostitution laws, with the Christians out there voting their conscience. Mm. Look, when you're voting your conscience, you're doing what the Pharisees were doing back then. Mm-hmm. What you need to vote for as a Christian is the liberty inside of Jesus that he came for. Jesus came so that you might be free. Everyone might be free, and not so that you can jam your stupid non-gambling, non-prostitution drug laws down people's throats. That's the real sickness.
Tell them, brother.
I'm preaching it. That's the real sickness. The real sickness that Christianity has been infected with.
I have
recently.
One question, Mark. Am I allowed to dance?
Not in New York City.
You can drop on the floor and flip around like a fish.
Carl, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. There, believe it or not, there are actually laws on the books in some places that prevent dancing without a license to dance.
Oh, yeah, the Baptists, they hate dancing.
Well, Baptists don't like dancing, but the government sees that as an opportunity simply to tax bars and restaurants. You have to have a cabaret license in order to drink, to serve alcohol and allow people to dance at the same time, which, of course, is a more expensive license than just a liquor license,
right? So then we
or
can
a restaurant license.
You can have a sting operation where cops go into a bar and they, you know, get to sit down and drink and watch for anybody shaking their hips a little too much. Let's go to the phones and talk to Billy in Tennessee, listening on WBCR. Hello, Billy. Billy in Tennessee.
BCR, excellent.
Billy going once.
Billy going twice.
Hello, Billy.
Yes.
What's on your mind?
I was going to ask him about the situation with Alex Jones and...
This is not the Alex Jones show, Billy. This is Free Talk Live, so I don't know what the situation is, nor probably will I be able to comment on it.
Well, it's the freedom movement that they're talking about and how the laws are being changed to block our freedoms. And,
oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
Whether or not that a person should be prepared for the upcoming events as even to be armed or otherwise.
Well, I think, Billy, that people should be armed simply because, you know, it can protect you against criminals breaking into your home, or it can protect you against...
an out-of-control government?
Out-of-control government. I mean, you know, an unarmed nation is a nation ripe for tyranny.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think that there's any way to predict when the apocalypse is going to come and when it is that we're going to need to have a bunch of tin cans and solid roll Krugerrands and 5,000 rounds for your AK-47. I'm not prepared like that. I don't have those things.
Most people are not.
I don't intend to buy them anytime soon. But I do, you know, I do see the concern.
Billy, any other thoughts?
Well, that's my concerns as well, because, you know, I see lots of things changing real quick where I'm at, and know lots of people that are preparing for something, mm-hmm. and everybody's like talking, you know, and the money's changing quick. It's tightening down real quick, and the housing developments around here are shutting down.
Yeah, you can't sell houses these days.
Yeah, we're on the brink of something pretty pretty dangerous, pretty precipitous, and
from a monetary standpoint, it does seem like there's...
Right. The more preparation you can do, I mean, some sensible things would be simply, you know, number one, get out of debt. If you can work out a plan, if you're in debt, to get the hell out. And Bill, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Number one, get out of debt. Number two, a gun's not such a bad idea with a bit of ammunition, and you know. I mean, maybe it wouldn't hurt to have some canned food around. You know?
I think that our currency is controlled by the Federal Reserve, and I am of the opinion that although Greenspan sold his soul to the devil when he changed his stance from the currency should be backed by gold to going to work for the Federal Reserve, I think that Greenspan was a special kind of genius. He managed to stay there for term after term, through president after president. And I don't think Bernanke is the same level of genius that Greenspan is. I think that it took a special, amazing genius to keep all those balls in the air all that time. And I don't think Bernanke's got quite the hand-eye coordination to keep every one of those balls up there.
It's also a lot more complicated now than it was when Greenspan first came into office, too.
Well said. We are out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.